Hello guys, welcome to Run Planet 365, and hopefully you are doing great and you have started your year in a wonderful way. Today we're going to talk about training, and we're going to talk about how it never really gets easier. You only get stronger, and various other topics as we, you know, start the year. And you're looking at your performances, you're looking at your races, you're looking at your goals, and you're deciding, you know, what are you capable of this year? How are you going to approach it? And, you know, what's the best way to achieve your goals? So let me start by saying that regardless of how many years you have been running, it's never going to get easier. You know, you're only going to get stronger. You're going to have some strong years. You're going to have some weaker years, but at the end of the day, you have 365 days to lace them up, as I call it, right? You have 365 chances a year to get better. What you do with those 365 days and what you decide to put in those days is going to give you your result. And that's how things go in life, right? You put in the work, you get the result. You don't put in the work that we're supposed to, we don't get the result that we want. There's a lot of things that as runners that we want. We want to PBs, we want PRs, we want to run more, we want to maybe go to gym more, work out more. There's a lot of things that we want. But all of that comes with a cost, right? Sacrificing, waking up earlier, maybe planning your days better, being able to run, being able to run more miles, you know, maybe that means going to the gym more. If you're injury prone, maybe that means doing some strength exercises. Whatever that is, you know, the new you, the new level, the next level for you to get better is going to require for you to do, you know, something that you've never done before. And that's, you know, if you ask me, it's not easy. You know, as a coach, as a runner, I've been running for, you know, 20 years, and I can, you know, I wish I can tell you that I PR almost every year, and that's farther from the truth. It doesn't really happen like that. You know, there's years where, you know, you are either doing always three things, guys, right? You're either maintaining, you know, which is not the worst place to be at, right? Maintaining is better than going backwards. Second one is you're going backwards, and the third one is you're getting better. So there's only three things that we're always doing, right? And I always told myself, well, the worst case scenario as a runner, or even as a coach, when I say to people, I say, look, the worst case is maintain, right? If you're not able to train the way you want, the way you imagine yourself training at full force, then, you know, tell yourself, well, what's the best that I can do to maintain, right? In last 6 months that I've been helping my wife in Kenya with pacing and with training, I would say that, you know, I did not run at full capacity myself. Now, does that mean that now I'm gotten much worse? It's hard to say, you know. I've definitely not as strong as I was a year ago. But, you know, and I knew that, you know, when you're training, when you're helping out, especially I'm at a high altitude, and that's always been has not been my strength, but, you know, I've definitely lost a little bit of speed, right? And I just kind of coming back now at the sea level, I have to kind of like ask myself, well, how do I get back to, you know, how do I get back to the next level, or how do I get back to my old self? And that's not only my problem, maybe you have that same thing too. Maybe you've had, maybe a year or two ago, you were in, you know, or three or four, you were in college, or you, and now you find yourself in some sort of shape that you don't want to be, that you want to come out and you want to get back to, you know, to the highest self of you, like what's the best possible shape. And that's gonna require some time, and that's gonna require good habits. And I tell myself, you know, I come back and I wonder, I say, well, how bad, you know, in my shape am I? You know, instead of running maybe like 80 or 90 or 100 miles a week, maybe I've run about, you know, 60 or 65 for last few weeks. And you know, it's not that much of a difference, but definitely like you could get worse. And if you feel like mentally like maybe you're not as good as you used to, that's a problem too, you know, that you need to address it. And you need to, you know, you need to do some workouts, and the workouts that you do are gonna get you back into good shape. Look, at the end of the day, no matter what performances you've run in the past, or whether you want to run in the future, the training always has to be done. The training doesn't care if you ran, you know, even I can give you examples. If I ran 106 half marathon in 2021, the training doesn't care. I'm not running that now. The training doesn't care that my wife ran 229 in Berlin now. This is 4 months later. This is different. The training doesn't care what you did 4 months ago, right? Or what you did last year. It's past. It's gone, right? You have to come and start new weeks. You have to start new days. You have to put in the one foot in front of the other, and you have to get better. Is it gonna be painful, the process? I'm gonna tell you that right now. It is gonna be painful. The more you've gone backwards, the harder it's gonna be to get back to where you know, you used to be or where you want to be. It's not a one-day process, but it is possible, you know, to come back if you have that intention to get back to the highest of, you know, of yourself, like the highest shape that you can possibly get. In my case, I want to get back, you know, to, I miss those days of just where five flat pace in training felt somewhat like in full control, you know, like those are the days that when I used to train for a few years, I really was able to, I took about 2 years, and I told myself that I wanted in training to get the five flat pace, right? Or 307 per K. I wanted that pace to feel controllable, right? Somewhat like where, hey, I'm in control, not the 5 minute miles, right? And I was able to get real close to that, honestly, by, and the way I got there is by actually practicing a lot of the miles around that race pace. And that was the key, you know. And one of the things, you know, and I give you a little bit of background story. One of the things that I always suffer when I go to high altitude, and especially Kenya, or it could be Flagstaff, Boulder, doesn't matter where, but usually the 7,000 ones are the ones that are feet, the ones that are tougher on me. I am not able to yet, or I've not discovered a way to do it yet, but I'm not able to run five flat pace like for any long periods, right? I don't know if it's because, you know, obviously we're at 7,000 feet. I'm just not capable to go and run those, even if they are, you know, like done with breaks. But when I'm at sea level, it's not difficult, or you know, not as difficult for me to go and run around that five flat pace. It just feels manageable. And that's been one of the biggest frustrations that I've been to altitude about 20 times in my life, or even more. It's been the biggest frustration for me that I'm not able to produce or run the paces that I'm able to run at sea level. Of course, most people aren't, but my numbers have always been so much worse in terms of like the difference. So that every time I've come from high altitude, this is so sad, but I've been worse, you know? So it's like, And I understand, this time I was really helping my wife and make sure that, one of us, there was always a saying, her success is my success and my success is her success. So this time, really my goal was, even for Berlin, I really spent every single day, training with her, making sure that she gets the best shape. This time around, I trained a little bit less with her. I let her do her own thing and, but still helped her on workout days to pace her. But in general, yeah, it's been a bit frustrating thing, to lose a little bit of speed, and but that's there's no reason to complain. It's just admitting and now coming back and saying, hey, well, what can I do now? I'm at sea level. What am I capable of doing it? And how bad is my shape? Am I able to come back? Am I able to? Of course, I'm able to come back, but how long is it gonna take? And that's what I want you guys to kind of like look and ask yourself, like, are you in a rut or are you in somewhat a shape that you're trying to come back? You're fighting the demons. You maybe you you know you your motivation, your habits. Maybe everything is a little bit out of the line. And in my case, I feel like that's the case. I feel like I need to return to myself, to the best version of myself, and that's gonna require 365 days, full motivation, getting back, doing the small things. I realize it's like it's so important to not neglect the small things. Like it starts with simple things as like, hey, develop a routine, wake up in the morning, know when you're gonna run, the night before, know exactly, where your clothes are, where your shoes are, know what loop maybe you're gonna run, know that you're gonna have protein afterwards, maybe you're gonna drink water before, know what heart rates you're gonna run, what pace, know where your workouts are going to be. Like make training like more predictable in terms of like, logistics and things like that. So everything just kind of like clicks, you don't have to think about too many things. Like one of the things when I was in Chicago all the time, I had my loops, I had my courses, I had it all figured out. So it was very simple. I would just show up, warm up, do drills, do my loops, my workouts, and got back. It was simple. There was no guessing, right? Versus like when I'm in Kenya, I have to think, how am I gonna get to Eldoret? How am I gonna get to that track? Who's gonna take us there? There's more logistics involved in terms of if you want to go to specific places to improve or to run faster. While here, it's like I can run fast anywhere I am. I don't have to wait, and drive an hour away to the track. When I talk about Chicago, I'm not sure about Florida because I'm right now in Florida. I have no idea. So far, I'm finding out that it's a little bit more difficult to get to places here and to actually find nice parks and things like that. Most of it's just, there's not many great places to run, to be honest with you, or at least I don't know yet of them all. But it is, I'm not here for too long, so it's okay. Yeah. So anyway, but I don't want to keep wrangling on about things, but here's what you guys need to do. Like maybe you find yourself, in the same rut as maybe me. I did my first tempo run like 2 days ago. And it wasn't that bad actually, like it was in a long time that I've run that pace, but it didn't feel that bad. I didn't have my heart rate, but I did like, close to 6 miles or 5 point something at about 5:27, where I just did like a, 8 minutes at this pace, 4 minutes this, and 3 minutes a little faster, and just repeat that cycle twice. It's one of my favorite workouts. So it's for a 30-minute tempo, and I felt like, it was a good introduction workout. Definitely was I was working pretty good towards the end, and so I was pretty happy with that. Just reminding myself how that they can still work hard and can still push the pace out down here at sea level. So yeah, I look back and I say, well, you got to decide, you got to look at your training, you got to look at your races, and you got to say, well, what is it going to take for me to be on a starting line of a race to be able to produce the best version of myself? And you have got to do the training. You have got to be motivated. You have got to develop good habits. And I think if you do all those things, guys, you're going to be able to be successful and find success on the roads and find success in your own personal running story. Because remember, everything is relevant, right? Everything is for yourself. Like when we're running all these races or training, it's what's going to make you happy, right? Like, look, I'm talking podcast here. You're listening. You're trying to apply some of my stories, some of my examples to obviously you're trying to put it to your life and figure out, well, how is this relatable to me? How can I change some of the things that I'm doing? What am I doing wrong? And how can I change? And here's what I'm telling you. Everybody thinks running, just because somebody's fast, whether it be, like the professional runners, whether it be my wife or be myself, whether it be somebody else, it's never easy. And I want you guys to remember that it's never easy, right? And sometimes even the best of us, we get out of our routines, we lose good habits, and we lose them because we don't do the simple things that we're supposed to do every single day. And you have to just know that, hey, you got to do these things. If you start next thing you know, you take out the stretching. Maybe you take out the core. Next thing you know, you take out the double runs if you were to run twice. Maybe you take out a few other runs during the day. Don't go to the gym. Make some bad decisions, ordering bad food. If you make 6 or 7 decisions that are not good, where do you think your running is going? Down the drain. It's going backwards. It's not definitely not getting better. So everything that we do in running, right, in order to get better, it's based on decisions. What decisions do you make? Every single decision that you make every day is either going to bring your running up, or it's going to bring down, or you're going to stay where you are, right? And remember, not always in life we're always able to go up, 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 up. It doesn't work like that, right? That's why you see people sometimes struggle, sometimes they do really well, because life is not just that simple. But what we have to figure out is how we have to say, well, break it down. If you have 24 hours a day and you know that you want to get better at running and you want to be able to put more miles or maybe be more stronger, well, plan out the day. Say, well, I have maybe 1 hour or 2 hours a day. What am I going to be doing in these 2 hours? Don't waste time, You get your 1 hour run in, do some strength exercises, take protein drink, maybe Epsom salt bath, recovery, boots, whatever. And then, finish those 2 hours and then go on with your whole day. Same thing again. The next day comes, prepare again. Just simple details that are very important. And I've learned one thing, for sure. There's a big difference when we are just winging it and when we are really serious in training. And that's one of the big things that I want to really talk about. Like from personal experience and maybe you've had it too. There's been years where I've been really, really focused, and then it's been like this year or last year, like the second part of it, it's really been like, I don't know if I experimented with it or maybe even more like the latter stage, maybe in November and December and January now, before I was winging it too many times. I didn't have a set schedule when I was going to go run unless I was pacing Jane. Some days I'd be like, well, I'm not going for a run. Then I am like going for a run. And it's like these things, I was depending way too much on how I'm going to feel, right? And that's one of the things, the benefits, guys, of having a coach is you just do what's on schedule. You go and you do what is on the schedule. And that alone brings success, being able to follow a schedule and being able to do the right thing in training. And that alone will bring you very far. Look, running is simple, guys, but it's definitely not as simple as it looks, because it's a lot goes into it, right? we have to be able to, especially with our busy lives, we have to be able to make sure that we're able to, I guess, be our best versions of ourselves. But in order to do that, we have to think more how we're gonna structure our days. We have to enjoy the process. You have to maybe, you know, if you have a certain favorite loop and then that you go and you like to run, and then you see success on that loop, then go to that loop, run that loop. If you want to wear the music and you feel like that's helping you to enjoy the day and enjoy the run more, then wear that music. Like, stack things in favor of you. What's gonna make you enjoy? Because when you enjoy running, right? When you enjoy this, and then that's what's gonna make you better. You have got to be, I call it, like, high on life, high on running. You know, you've got to be enjoying it. Because I remember the best times of my life when I was running the fastest, whether it be I was training for a 50K, for half, or for any distance, I was having fun. So let me tell you that if you're not having fun at all, right? Sometimes, like, if you're not having fun sometimes, and that could happen sometimes, then, you know, you gotta adjust. You gotta adjust your training. You gotta change things around, because at the end of the day, guys, you know, there's a high correlation between having fun in training, enjoying it, and just having fun. And when you're having fun, and I'm not saying when you have fun that you don't do the training, but you actually are running in that optimal sweet spot running where it's difficult, but the fun, just because you're having so much fun, you don't feel the pain. And that's where every athlete should try to get to that in training, where, like, hey, I'm putting in the work, but I'm also having a lot of fun. And it's your job to, you know, to physically and mentally make it fun. Whatever that you have to do, make it fun. You know, enjoy. Don't let running become boring or where you start hating it, you know. And I was going that way, you know. I started, like, maybe, I don't know, I started just not enjoying it for some time, and I knew it at the time that I'm running, and I'm like, wow, why am I not enjoying it? What have I done wrong? You know, like, and this was ever since October, you know. It was like, and then I basically told myself, well, I'm going straight into, like, maintenance mode right now until I figured it out, right? I didn't say, hey, I could have easily just said, I'm not gonna run for 2, 3 months, just whatever, let me give up. But that would have been a really bad decision, right? So I told myself, you know what? I don't need to be at my best right now until I figure it out. Why am I not motivated? Why am I not, like, you know, have I run too many? You know, I started asking myself stupid questions, like, you know, have I run for too many years in a competitive sport where I don't have the, I don't know, I guess the inner drive anymore. And then I was like, that doesn't sound right. So I told myself that can't be right. And then, you know, and then I started asking myself other questions, you know, and I was just like, I think I have to, you know, like, just maintain until I find those answers. And I said, maybe I get back to the sea level, and maybe I get back in a good groove again, and start working on some speed that I need to work on, and maybe I'll have my answers, you know. And then at least that's how I process it, you know. And imagine if I at that point where, and this could be in your case, when you're struggling, or maybe you're not feeling great in training, you're not feeling something is off, it's easy to give up, you know. Like, it's easy to just say, well, what's the point of even going for training? What's the point of even doing all these things? And maybe, you know, maybe, like I said, in my case, I didn't give up. I just said, let me go into my maintenance stage, and I know that I can run 60 to 70 miles a week without too much stress. And I know some of those runs are still going to be fun, but even though I knew that most of the runs I was not having fun, I knew that I needed to do them in order to, where when I return back to myself normal, that I will not be too far again from going upwards, which is the case right now, and I'm hoping to be able to change that around. And I think maybe you've had, I don't know, you have to ask yourself, have you had those situations in your life? Have you been in a rut, you know, where you're coming out and you know, maybe you're not, you know, one of the things that when I tell you guys always is like, I hate when running doesn't feel like nice. When you're out there and, you know, like sometimes you're just running and you struggle from minute, first minute to the last minute. And it's just like, you just know, like it shouldn't feel like that, right? All the time. And you're like, man, I really like don't enjoy it. You're like, who wants to go out there for 70 minutes on an easy run and just feel like dog crap for the whole 70 minutes? And I ask myself, why am I feeling like this like the whole time? And it's like, and those are the reasons where it's like, you know, when maybe you're not in great shape or something, or but that's not even about shape. It's about just feeling normal on easy runs and feeling great, you know, like that's what I miss about running all the time. Getting out there and when you're on top of the world, when you're in the best shape of your life and things are clicking. And I think all runners, you know, me, you, everybody, we strive for that. We want for that, for that training to click when it's just everything feels effortless. Even though you're putting in the work, you're having fun, and you know, I want to get into that zone. And as a runner and as a coach, I always tell my athletes, well, find that sweet spot. You know, like we adjust every week, you know, like if you think you can run 4 days or 5 days or 6 days, whatever, that's try to find that balance in your life where you can improve and where you can have fun running. And remember, if you're in a rut like I was in the last few months, it doesn't mean that you quit. It doesn't mean that you say it's not for me. All you're saying is like, hey, I gotta go into maintenance stage right now. And I gotta, as I'm figuring out how to get out of that stage like I was, you make sure that you, you know, you still maintain your training. So maybe you're training at 70% of what you're capable of. And even with that, you're not going to lose anything. You can still improve a little bit or at least maintain, just depending on how good you are in terms of like, you know, if you haven't been running much, you're actually going to be improving at 70%. But if you've been running all your life and you reduce it to 70%, like myself, obviously you're going to be getting a little bit worse. But I'm not going to get to so bad that I'm when I come back to my motivation that I'm not going to be able to do even workouts. So I didn't want to get to that point. I just wanted to make sure that I return slowly and as I figure out that I'm not too far away from success. Anyway, guys, this episode was more about just you know, many topics in terms of feeling and how do you improve, how do you get out of ruts, what do you do in training, and how do you have fun. There's just a lot of things I wanted to touch bases on these podcasts and things like that. So I hope that, you know, I'm hoping to getting back to full motivation in training and getting back just in general into not only, you know, the doing more podcasts, not only doing more coaching, not only doing everything. I'm just looking to find myself back to be at full strength and enjoy what I really love to do. And I know that, you know, some of you guys listen a lot of my podcasts, and I hope that I'll be able to provide some knowledgeable information for you guys. As always, if you want to know some of the things, write me on Run Planet, and I can have some new ideas about new podcasts for this year. What you want to hear? I'm more than willing to talk about it and just to get back into good routine and provide you information that you need. And as always, I hope that your training is going well. And look, if it's going well, I'm very happy for you. And if it's maybe not going well as fully how it was for me sometime, then, you know, just get back on a horse and start pushing again. And know that, you know, like in order for you to get better to your previous levels, right? Remember, everybody has these levels that in order for us to get back to your highest level that you ever been or to the next level, well, we have got to really focus on our daily tasks, on habits, and we have got to execute things. It's not easy. There are so many other things going against, and it's easy to just say, you know, no, or it's easy to say to give up or maybe, you know, skip the run. It's easy to do those things, right? But they never feel good. They never feels rewarding. Even the days where I didn't go for runs sometimes and I told myself I need rest day, You know, but deep inside, we all have that, I guess it's, I don't know, inner voice or something like that. You know it, you're doing it wrong. I knew I shouldn't have took a rest day. I knew I should have went for that run. I knew I shouldn't have ate like six pancakes and then skipped the run. You know, even all of us have done things like, you know, stupid stuff like that. And you know, you just gotta laugh about it and just say like, hey, you know, I've done some bad training, I've done some bad decisions, and this is where it's taken me. And then you gotta kind of change things around, and you gotta say, hey, if I'm still able to run 60 to 70 miles when things are not going good, well, what am I gonna be able to do when I get it all correct? And that's how I always look at it. So I wanna get back into the groove. And when I get in the groove, you know, that's where you spend like 2 to 3 or 4 months where you're feeling great and you can take on the world and just be the best version of yourself and just be on a runner's high all the time. That's what I really miss. You know, I miss going fast. I miss racing. I miss those things, you know. So hopefully I'll be able to get those things going in the next few weeks here and just get back on a horse. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Remember, if you're not motivated, remember if you if you're maybe going through a bad patch, just know that it will pass. Get back into it, you know. Do the right thing, maintenance stage, or while you're figuring it out, and then get back on a horse and to start pushing things upwards. And then that's how you're gonna find your success. And remember, you're not the only person out there struggling. We're all sometimes struggling. And motivation is, like I told you guys, motivation is comes and goes, but habits are there to get you to the, you know, to those things of motivation. But look, if you lose motivation and then if you lose habits, then you pretty much start spiraling backwards. So if you, it's okay to lose motivation, but it's not okay to lose the habits, and you have to think critically, you know, what you're doing every day. You know, you have to, you can't just operate on cruise control. And, you know, like, meaning like when we operate on cruise control, we don't even sometimes realize what we're doing. You know, you go in and maybe you're eating something bad, maybe you're skipping a run, maybe you're sleeping too long, maybe you're going to sleep too late. These are all the things, these are all the bad habits that we're doing, and you might not even realize you're doing them. And you have got to change that, you know. And there's and listen to the deeper voice inside you. And that's the voice that knows what you need to do, exactly how you need to do it. And if you just follow that little voice inside you, it will always tell you the right thing to do. And then just do it, you know. The hardest part sometimes is just getting out of the gate, getting out of the door, and just starting your run. And, you know, things change real quick when you start to do that. So, all right, guys, let's have a successful end of the week here. Shoot me any messages on Run Planet 365 or on my personal Instagram about what you want to hear. Maybe next episode I'll talk about like the preparation for Jane and her trials in Orlando, which is happening in 2 weeks. So that should be maybe that's a bit, should be something interesting for some of you guys that you want to hear how her preparation went. And how are things looking for the USA trials in 2 week times in Orlando. All right, have a great day, guys.